We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy, what is today, Wednesday? It's hell to get old. Anyways, happy Wednesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. We got a big show today. Got a big show tomorrow. So let's get after it. Let me lower my mic so I don't cut my throat off. Altus, you are the hot spot in the whole state right now at 102, 99 at Hollis, 98 at Cheyenne, home of our secret weapon, 98 at Slapout, 86 degrees at Alva. Be nice to live in Alva today, but anyway, out here in the Panhandle, Texas, some more. 102 at Odell, 100 at Wellington, 96 at McLean. In Miami, Texas, you are 100 degrees. So, anyway, Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech is in the studio with me today. We're going to talk our first segment about soil health and small grains. And then coming on in segment 2 and 3, Allison. Did I get that right finally? Allison Anderson is going to be coming on. And she is from Pivot Bio. Is that right? Is that Pivot Bio. And anyway, we're going to be talking about small grains using this liquid stuff. And anyway, pre-plant fertilizer, in-furrow fertilizer, top dress in early spring. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about with her. And so get your phone ready. If you have an iPhone or Android, and you can text into the show at 580-225-9697. And anyway, you got any questions, be ready for this. So first, let's see what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Wheat futures overnight was higher on Egypt's massive tender. Wheat futures after Egypt issued a massive tender for grain, Egypt's General Authority for Supply Commodities on Tuesday issued a tender for 3.8 million metric tons of wheat from global supplies. The North African country is the world's largest importer of wheat. Futures also were supported overnight on concerns about crop prospects in Europe. Dryness is expected to build further in major growing areas such as France, Italy, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Hungary, parts of Romania, and Slovakia. S-L-O-V-A-K-I-A. Slovakia. Somewhere over there in Europe. That'll narrow it down. That's what I do. I just make stuff up. Anyway, will be affected. Rainfall in the U.S. Northern Plains this week may slow the harvest of spring wheat crop. Soybean and corn futures were lower in overnight trading amid favorable growing conditions in much of the U.S. Midwest. Ample rain has fallen so far this growing season, leaving the entire state of Iowa free of drought. Let's see here. Wheat futures for September delivery rose 4.25 to 547.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added a nickel to 566.5. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 12.25 to 10.14.5 a bushel. Soy meal lost $5 to $3.21.60 a short ton. And soy oil was down 0.04 cents to 39.92 cents a pound. And that's the lowest I've seen it since I've started the show for the old oil. Corn futures for December delivery fell overnight 3.75 to $4.15 a bushel. Tyson Foods, the maker of Jimmy Dean, Hillshire, and Ball Park product said its fiscal third quarter sales rose year over year while per share earnings surged. Sales in the 3 months that ended on June 29th totaled $13.4 billion. That's up 1.6% from the same quarter last year. Revenue was up 0.5% to $39.7 billion in the first 9 months of Tyson's fiscal year. Chicken segment sales, meanwhile, were down $4.08 billion from $4.21 billion in the same quarter the previous years. Anyway, third quarter sales in the company's beef segment rose to $5.24 billion from $4.96 billion. And pork sales increased 10% to $1.46 billion. So beef and pork were doing good. Chicken, not so good. Weather across our Farm Belt, extremely hot weather is expected in much of Oklahoma and Texas and parts of southern Arkansas this afternoon, according to National Weather Service maps. In central Oklahoma, heat indexes are forecast to reach 109. In the Texas Panhandle near Paladera Canyon State Park, heat index is expected to be 110. That's just across the state line from us, so it ain't very far. Severe weather is expected with any storms that's rolling through western Iowa right now. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. September corn right now is at 382, down 6.25. December's 4, down 5. Soybeans for August, 1022, down 6. September is 1006, down 7.5. Soybean meal for September, 324, down 6.75, or not actually, down 660. October, 31690, down 6.60. And soybean for September, soybean oil, that is, 4189, up 104. And October's 4126, up 1. Hard red winter wheat, September, 554, down 7.25. December's 571, down 7. And cotton for October. I just got off the phone with the Cotton King.
I heard that.
Me and him, if we were truck drivers, it'd be cool on a CB. Hey, Cotton King, you got anything going on up front? No there, Goober King, we're looking good. No. Anyway, October cotton, 66.87, up 67. And then you're familiar with some of these cotton, especially maybe the market. Why is it the cotton farmers don't care what happens after July with the cotton price? Are they already locked in, I guess? I'm not a cotton farmer, so I don't know. I've had a couple guys come up to me and say, hey, we don't care what the cotton is after July.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So anyway, but I'm going to go ahead and announce it. I got to mention cotton. Anyway, I could mention cotton for next July. How's that? July of 25, 71.59, up 51. That ought to solve their problems.
I can help them grow it, but I can't help them market it.
Okay. Anyway, crude oil out of West Texas, September, 75.07, up $1.87 today. And natural gas for September at 207, up 0.06. Not too bad. The NASDAQ and the S&P and the Dow are all in the green today. So everybody out of their panic mode for Monday. So everything's calming down. Let's check out what's happening with live cattle. August live cattle, 182.25, up 27. October's 179.37, up 32. Feeder cattle for August, 243.57, up 57. September's 240.12, down 45. Lean hogs are in the red. August, 90.80, down 47. October, 74.75. Down 165. So there you have it. All right. The day is, every time Kent comes on the show, it's always the Taylor Ranch happy hour.
I know it.
I mean, yeah.
We're going to have to divest.
Separate
ourselves.
Right. What if we just have Jimmy come on?
At the same time.
Yeah, it's you. Would that be an interesting conversation?
Maybe.
Well, you do. down there at George Creek Market, you guys do have the Taylor Ranch beef sticks, new, and they are good.
They are real good. They have spent some time putting that deal together, and it has paid off.
And I hear Jimmy's been out on the road traveling Roger Mills in Beckham County getting beef sticks, the Taylor Ranch beef sticks in stores around, so it's coming.
He's not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to have the exclusive in Western Oklahoma.
Oh, boy, did I open my mouth.
I had the exclusive until he went to a second location, and I didn't.
Well, I bought some at George Creek Market. So we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kent Watkins about soil health, and it's time to be thinking. I know we don't have any, we haven't had any rain, but there's hope this Saturday that we're going to have some rain. But anyway, talk about small grains, getting ready to put that in the ground coming up pretty quick in the next month or so. So anyway, be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-posts, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate, and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back. If you're watching on Facebook, that early morning show that you see popped up at 12 o'clock, that's actually me. I didn't get logged into my Facebook in time, so I'm running on Nathan's deal. So we'll be all right. Anyway, it's still on there. You can check it out, even though it says the early morning show. Anyway, Wellington, Texas. Here is your ag weather update for out in the panhandle of Texas. 100. Heat index, 100. Humidity, 24. Dew point, 57. Wind is out of the south at 12 miles an hour with gust up to 15. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.00 inches. Red flag minutes today, none. 8-inch soil temperature, 91 degrees. What's joining me on the show, like he usually does once a month or so often, is Mr. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech. Glad to have you back, Mr. Watkins.
Well, thanks for having me.
Always.
It's a nice day to be inside.
It really is. So anyway, there's soil health and small grains and there's some corn harvest going on right now. But anyway, let's talk about our soil health first, and then let's talk about small grains because August the 7th, and you know people are thinking already because September 1st is when people like to get it in for forage, winter forage.
Right.
We need some rain.
Yes.
But
yeah, we typically do about rodeo time. The weather typically changes and cools
yeah,
down.
They got the big sign up downtown, and that's another one of your bad subs. Sorry,
yeah,
I brought it up. Anyway, sorry.
You want to talk about the Christmas garlands across the street that we don't have and haven't had for 30 years?
See, I told you I'd stir up something. You know, I sprayed a wasp nest out here today under the awning. Jared was going somewhere, and I was going to my truck. He said, look, and I looked up there, and there's a big old yellow net. Yellow jacket wasp net, and they are bad this year.
Yeah, they are.
But anyway, being the farmer that I am, and I actually have my truck today, I showed them how to disintegrate them.
It's not that hard.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about soil health.
Okay, so let's start where I always start. That's the five pillars of soil health, except there's a twist on it now. They've added one. We've added one.
There's
six pillars. It's been there a while, but I've not talked about it, but we're going to.
Okay.
So the first five are the same. Armor on the soil for the southern plains. You got to keep the ground covered up best you can so that when you do get that rain, if it turns into a 3-inch downpour, it'll hit those plants and slow it down, stop the washing and all that.
Right.
And then diversity in plant life. No more monocultures except where you have to, like, you know, obviously a cotton field, that has to be a monoculture. But you can drive around now and you can look at the hay grazers that's planted, and it's obvious in the heat of the day which hay grazer is a monoculture, single variety, and nothing else in there except that variety, versus a multi-species stand. The multi-species stand is taking this heat a lot better.
Oh, that's right. What I got going on in my bottom. I got three different varieties in there.
It's taking it a lot better than a single.
Yep.
Than a single variety. Living root in the soil as many days out of the year as possible. So those single cell organisms, they live in and around the root systems, living root systems. So try not to destroy that ecosystem down there, so that when your true growing season really kicks in, you've got those single-celled organisms already there and ready to go. And then low or no-till, don't plow, disc, anything any more than you absolutely have to. And I had to this year. I had 50-some acres that were just got inundated with mare's tail, and if there was a gap in the mare's tail, it was covered up with sandburrs. So I bit the bullet and I disc all that crap down, and because they were way too big to do anything chemically, you weren't going to be able to control them.
And mare's tails has become
they're horrible.
They've become a,
but mare's tail is a symptom of poor soil health, and you know, that's just the way it is. The fifth one is livestock where it fits. If you have water and you don't have a fence but can put up hot wire, if you'll graze that livestock across there, you know, with rotational grazing, cell grazing, whatever, you'll get your ground fixed a lot sooner than without livestock. The manure and urine and everything else that goes on with, let's say, cattle helps you down that road a lot faster than normal. Then the sixth one, and the new one, it's not sixth, but it's the newest one, is context. So what we mean by that is, don't try to make your farm outperform itself, because most people have been in a bacterial system for decades, and now you're trying to move your farm into a more fungal system, less bacterial. So when you do that, it takes a little while for everything to get jiving again and rolling again. Don't expect your farm to be able to perform when you're in year three versus a guy that's in year 30, that's been doing it 30 years. He's light years ahead of you, and you can catch up fast, but it shouldn't be a competition between in that anyway. But don't think you're going to do the same thing that a guy doing it 30 years has been doing it when you've been doing it one, two, or three. It's just not going to happen. Right. It takes a while to
it took years to get it to where it was, and right. Now it's going to take years to get it back, but yeah. I promise you.
Yeah, you're not going to fix it in 1 year.
Nope.
And it's what I told Jimmy Taylor, because he does this in his bottoms where he can. I said, when you're 90, you're still going to be working on this. You're not going to fix this, and yeah, it's fixed, and I can go on. It's a constant. You got to constantly be working on it.
Right.
To be able to make it work. And you're constantly working out there anyway, so won't you make your life a little easier and do it the easier way to do it.
Right.
So anyway, that's the sixth, and it's just as important as the other five, and it's up to each individual where they put that context in their system. Right. But I would put it at the very top if it was mine. You just can't make your ground outperform.
I got an amen from the Cotton King.
On what?
You were talking about it would be number two.
Diversity in plant life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got an amen. That's when the amen showed up on my phone. It could have been from the first one, but anyway, he's got religious on us.
I understand.
Anyway, what do you tell people that people's told to me, I've tried the no-till and I've tried the cover crops and all that thing. Everything is, and leaving your straw on the ground for a cover crop, it doesn't count. It helps. The straw helps because you're not taking, you're leaving up there with help. But you got to have cover.
Yeah, you really need to have cover. I mean, today would be a perfect day to go do it. Go stick a thermometer in the ground 2 inches deep in wheat fallow ground that doesn't have a cover, and with the temperature moving up over 100 degrees, that soil surface is going to be about 135 or 140. Well, you start losing microbes at just slightly over 100, and it's not like they can move deeper into the soil. You know, if they can move an eighth of an inch, that's a big trip for them, so they're going to die.
Right.
You know. And then if you go into a hay grazer crop that, let's say, you got planted a little bit earlier, let's say it's knee-high, go stick your thermometer in that soil, and if it's 105 today, it'll be about 85 in the top 2 inches of that soil. It makes a huge difference. Also makes a huge difference on water conservation and all those other things that go along with it. You know, people use cover crops to graze, and this, you know, whatever their system is, but very few out here do it completely the way it should be done. Very few do. I guess they're locked in the old commercial fertilizer way and all of that, and it's just going to take some time to get people to see the benefit of it. But if they'll do it and do it right, reasonably right, for, let's say, 3 seasons in a row, if they'll pull a soil sample at the front when they start, pull a soil sample every year about the same time, they'll see a vast improvement in their soil as they go.
Right.
And if you move your organic matter, that's the easiest one. There's several different things to look at, but let's just talk about organic matter. If you move that 1 point, that means you've doubled your water holding capacity in that soil, just moving at one point. The old university thinking was is you can't change organic matter. We've proven that completely wrong. You can change organic matter. You change it for the worse every time you pull it, make a tillage pass across your soil. So just stopping tillage will start improving your organic matter.
Well, I got a text message in. This was Sunday. Bare soil temperature with thermometer gun was 168.
I don't doubt that at all.
And I don't know what was under. He's got it. He must be sending me another picture, or there was two of them. No, I didn't get another picture. See what he said versus cover crop. Because I know this guy, he does cover crop. So, anyway, it's it works. I promise you.
Well, the first time I really had that hit me in the face was back in 2011 in that really bad drought we were in.
Yeah.
And I was over at Hydro, and I was helping a customer plant sesame. Sesame was still going then. And it was under a pivot, but he stuck a gun to the soil to see what it was. It was 147 that day at noon. And I just looked at him and I said, don't turn your pivot off. And they were unable to turn their pivot off all summer long. It never shut off.
Dang.
All summer long.
Oh, I know. So I planted late season corn there where my peanuts are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still quite a bit of corn stover mm-hmm. on the ground, but I've noticed it's with the peanuts growing mm-hmm. and everything, it's slowly
mm-hmm.
going away.
Right.
Along with I burn my when I say burn, I sprayed my wheat to kill it for cover to plant in the peanuts in it. So those peanuts, they're taking advantage of that, the corn stover and the wheat stubble.
Yeah, and introducing the legume, the peanuts, has got the microbes working now, so they have nitrogen being extruded from the roots of the peanuts through those nodules, so they can go to work on the above ground stover
and eating it up. But
right.
Can all right. So I got the second picture in. It was one. This got to be down by Hobart. 168. No cover, 123 cover crop.
Yeah.
Because it was hot Sunday.
Sure was.
So anyway, hey, we got to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to start talking about small grains.
Yeah.
With Alicia. Did I get it right that time?
No.
Allison.
Allison.
Yes, it is. Allison. Anyway, we got Allison Anderson going to be on. We're going to be talking some stuff. So you guys don't go nowhere, and I'll get her name right when I introduce her. I promise you. There's not an S in that word. So I'll see. I got to think this out. I'm slow, but I learned. Anyway, be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. I picked the big town of Freedom. 91 degrees, feels like 95. Dew point 68, humidity is 47. The winds are out of the south, southeast at 10 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 72 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch. Bare soil temperature, 87. Sunset, 837. You guys guessed it. Hot and 103 today. 74 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 91. Not so hot. Man, the winds are going to be coming out of the northeast, 7 to 15 miles an hour. Well, Kent Watkins, we got a special guest on the show today.
Yep, Allison Anderson with Pivot Bio.
All right, Allison, are you on here with us?
I'm here, there boys, you are. I'm here.
All right, cool. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Jimmy, such an honor to be with you all today. Thanks so much for having me on, and I'm just super excited to talk some microbes with you all.
Well, first of all, let's get to know you. Tell us a little bit about you so everybody listening will go, hey, we really like her.
Well, my name is Allison Anderson. Like my good friend Kent just said, I have some really good friends in Western Oklahoma, and so I'm just super excited to be on with you all today. I'm actually from northeastern Indiana, and then I moved to Oklahoma for college. I went to college at NEO A&M in Miami. I always told my grandparents I was going to marry a cowboy, and by God, I did. About 13 years ago, married a cowboy, and we farm and ranch in Ottawa County. So we farm corn, wheat, and soybeans, about 900 acres of corn, wheat, and soybeans, and then we steward about 502 commercial Angus mama cattle on 1,500 acres of pasture ground, and have three kiddos. Grace is 8, Colt is 4, and Piper is 2, going on 16. She's the one that's probably going to cause me high blood pressure
as I get older. No, it'll be the opposite.
We love her the same. Yep. So my My off-the-farm job is a sales effectiveness manager for Pivot Bio. So basically, I get to go around and talk about the importance of soil health and how Pivot can help farmers and ranchers all across the United States just be better stewards of their soil, but also make sure that anything that they can do to make their production or their crops more efficient, that's what we want to do. So such a great life that we get to lead here in agriculture. And every time I get the opportunity to, Jimmy and Ken, if you'll humor me for just a minute, every time I get the opportunity to talk to folks, either ag folks or non-ag folks, I always want to start off with saying thanks to all who served in our military. Thank you for serving our country. And thanks to all the farmers and ranchers and agriculturalists that are out there feeding our world. It's an extremely noble lifestyle, and we're just super thankful that you are doing it. So from the bottom of my heart, from the Anderson family and from the Pivot Bio family, thanks for feeding our world.
Oh, well, cool. Thank you very much for that. And I am a veteran, and I appreciate what you just said. And so first, you said you messed up. You said you wanted me to humor you. Here we go. You ready? How many years did it take for you to learn to say Miami versus Miami?
Oh, I had to learn, Jimmy, I had to learn pretty quick. Within the first week I was in Miami, I had to learn pretty quick. We don't say it like the Florida town. So
yeah.
Now I get to make sure that folks that come to Miami, they pronounce it correctly for us.
Yeah, because so. I got Miami, Texas, just right west of us here. So,
Yeah,
we got lots going on. Well, hey, what is Pivot Bio, and how does it work?
Sure. So Pivot Bio are microbes. So the whole point of our products is to really give nitrogen to plants, so specifically small grains and corn. So they're a gene-edited microbe that is delivering nitrogen straight to that crop. And, Jimmy, the really cool thing about our products is it has precise timing, it has a really targeted nitrogen release, and it really is going to help that grower, that farmer, that rancher reduce the nitrogen loss. So those microbes are going to go straight into the soil or on the seed. And as that seed germinates and emerges, our microbes are going to attach right to that root system, and it's going to start to give nitrogen to that plant when it needs it. And, one of my favorite things to talk about is how our products spoon-feed nitrogen to that plant. We know in farming in 2024 and in the conditions that we have to farm with, not just with the weather, but also the financial stress of it, we have to be super efficient with how we grow crops and livestock. And so this is good. Our products enable you to put these microbes on right in the seed or right on the soil. And it's going to start working when that plant needs it, right? So we know corn is going to need it different than small grains. And so our microbes are gene edited to do that.
I got you. So let's talk about small grains, because that season is upon us. So
it's upon us. Yes.
What should a farmer or grower, what should he expect to see after applying it?
Sure. So, we can apply, we call it Pivot Bio Return. That's the product for our small grains. So wheat, sorghum, oats, barley, millet, sunflowers. We expect, and we know it's proven that it's working to build the chlorophyll, because it's going to increase that plant chlorophyll, and it's going to increase that plant mass for a greater yield potential. We know, and it's proven that it's going to get nitrogen to those smaller grains earlier in the planting season for healthier plants. And that's something that in this day and age, especially in droughts, we want to make sure that there's something that is going to be effective in a positive manner when we're putting that seed into the ground. And so that return is actually going to produce about 25, up to 25 pounds of what a traditional nitrogen per acre for small grains would produce. So you can count on at least 25 pounds being on the seed or in that soil when that plant is planted, and it's going to start to work to give you that greater yield potential because of that plant mass increase and the plant chlorophyll increase.
So how do you get it applied? And when do you apply it?
So, great question. So we have two ways to apply it. We can apply it in furrow, or we can treat it on the seed. And treating it on the seed is something that obviously there's a little bit more stewardship too. But, you know, it's something that is going to, you can put it after it's treated, you can put it right in the planter and you're ready to go. I mean, you're ready to roll and put it in the ground so that we can efficiently grow that plant. So on seed or in furrow, and as that microbe colonizes, right, it's those microbes are going to go to work and feed right on those root systems. I'm sure with Kent being in there, I'm sure you know about the five pillars of soil health, right?
Well, there's six and one now.
six now, yes. So one of those, you know, is soil biology and making sure that our soil is a living, breathing substance, right? And these microbes are helping just really grow that biological environment. And so as that root colonizes, it's going to fix that nitrogen. It's going to, again, spoon feed. I love that term, spoon feeding it, because it's really going to give it that extra vigor that plant needs. And then it's going to avoid the leaching and the other losses like runoff from that plant, and then it's going to enable that plant to grow and that microbial community to grow, and it's going to increase that nitrogen delivery as that plant needs it. And so just really, really great ways for us, you know, farmers and ranchers to grow more efficiently in conditions that we see in 2024.
You're my hero, because spoon feed is my favorite quote, because last year we tried some stuff on some late season corn last year on a pivot.
Okay.
And we spoon fed it. And
love it.
I spoon feed my vegetables inside my high tunnel where my garden's at.
Love it.
And it works. I'm just going to tell you, you can say whatever you want out there. I don't have time to spoon feed this and that, but I promise you, if you take the time to spoon feed your crop, no matter whether it's a tomato or corn stalk or triticale or wheat or whatever, I promise you, it works.
Right, right. And you know, I think that's where we as farmers and ranchers can really dive into and make sure that we're being efficient with what we're putting on and in the soil, right? And I think this is the time to do it. I mean, this is these are the environments that we're able to grow better crops, grow more yield, and be able to, you know, in the end, right, the whole goal here is to feed the world. And so whatever we can do to make sure that we're doing that as efficiently as possible is super key. It's really important.
Well, if you got time, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking about applying the pre-plant fertilizer, and whether it's mixed with the seed or on furrow, and then go to it. And let's talk about how this helps you versus commercial fertilizer.
Let's do it. All right, sounds great.
We're going to be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
There's times when they come in and they are they have no idea what they want. Then what we do is we sit in and we talk a little bit. We start hearing about their family, or we start hearing about the project. There was one family, they didn't know any emblems or any designs or anything. They wanted the name and everything on there. And they were talking about their son, and they were telling how their son was a wonderful person, he was loving he was, but they couldn't pick out an emblem or anything to represent that. And so I just kind of wrote down exactly what they said about him, and we just engraved that on the back of the monument for them. And they were just overwhelmed. It was a simple thing on there, but it fit what they needed more than just picking something out of a book. Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com. That's what's cool, because you sit there and you visit with them, and then all of a sudden they'll go, that's perfect.
With all these trucks, we're blowing it out of the box. Barber Dice and Ford's summer blowout means it's time to get what you want. Trucks. We've got over 70 trucks to choose from, more than any other dealer from OKC to Amarillo. We're blowing it out with interest as low as 0% on almost every vehicle line, plus customer cash. And don't forget Barber Dice's trade-in assistance cash. Every vehicle is priced to move, and we will not miss your offer. The summer blowout is happening now at Barber Dice and Ford in Elk City, online at barberdiceandford.net.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 26. 1,493 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 438 brought 355. 7 at 516 brought 323.50. 5 at 616 brought 269. 4 at 619 brought 275. 13 at 693 brought 243. 10 at 705 brought 264. 3 head of heifers at 363 brought 330. 10 at 384 brought 323. 4 at 535 brought 268. 7 at 724 brought 249. 6 at 779 brought 241.50. 9 at 969 brought 214. Butcher cows were 94 to 160. Butcher bulls brought 97 to 188. Bred cows 1350 to 2700. Pairs brought 1950 to 2700. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I picked a big metropolitan area of Hobart, capital of Kiowa County, 101. Feels like 102, dew point 60, humidity 27, winds are out of the south at 6, and 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 90 degrees, sunset at 8:33, 105 and hot today, 75 tonight. Guess what, people? 105 tomorrow. So anyway, not good. Well, I got people on the left and then on the right on me, if you can't count this telephone knob. Anyway, Allison Anderson's on here with Bio Pivot and our Pivot Bio. I had the right words, wasn't in the right order. And Kit Watkins on here from SEI Agritech. Are you back with us, Allison?
I'm here, Jimmy. I'm here.
Cool. Well, Kit's got a question for you.
Okay, Allison, I've had a couple of guys ask this question, and I want them to hear it from you. Talk about tank mix compatibility if they're going to go in furrow with low-salt starters.
Sure. So, Kent, that's a really good question. I think whoever asked you that question is really good stewards of what they're putting in the ground. So that's number one. That's awesome. You know, in the tank, we've really done a lot of research to make sure there's not a lot of buildup. There's not filming issues. So when you're mixing our products in there is a couple steps to do it, and that is just to make sure that those microbes are you know waking up so they're ready to roll when you get them in the ground. But the tank mixing when we're putting it in furrow, it's not as a big issue as most might think, right? Again, there are a couple steps, and I could go into that, but that's going to take about 3 hours. So anybody that wants to talk about that is more than welcome to call me or anybody else on the Pivot Bio team. But, you know, it's super efficient. I mean, we can put a tank mix in, or we can put the in-furrow mixture in and be ready to roll in less than 10 minutes. So not a big feat to do, but definitely there's some stewardship that goes into it.
But there's typically not any antagonism in the tank.
Nope.
At all? Okay.
Nope. And that's the cool part about research. I'm a nerd by trade, so I'm a former ag instructor, and so the research part of that is really important to me, making sure that those kinks were worked out, and they are. And so that's something that the last couple of years have just been incredible, making sure that nothing's really, hurting our microbes when we're putting it in that tank to get it ready to go.
Okay, you ready for the big question?
Oh, can I guess what this big question is? Does it pay off? Is that our big question?
You guessed it.
Man, I'm good.
You've been interviewed way too many times.
Her husband's a rancher.
Oh, there. That explains it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is it worth it?
So here's the deal, guys. My husband and I farm and ranch, and so those kitchen table discussions about prices and, what's going to come out of the ground, after that crop is done is super vital, right? It's really important. And so if I were to take this, I really like to do this by price per pound. And so I think Kent told me that your price per ton was about $5.50 a ton. Was that right, Kent?
Yeah, on urea. Right.
Okay, now. On urea. So, like, let's pretend, or let's guesstimate here that cost of nitrogen for around your area, synthetic nitrogen is like 32 to 35 cents per pound, right?
Yep.
After we take that, and this is synthetic nitrogen, right? So after we take that, we have to account for some nitrogen efficiency because we know there's going to be some loss. So I'm going to be conservative, guys, and I'm going to say that we're going to conservatively, lose 30 to 35%. Probably going to be a little bit more, but I'm going to be kind about it today. And then, so that's going to bump us up to anywhere from 43 to 46 cents per pound of nitrogen. Then if we were going to count stabilizers in that, I typically assume anywhere from 30% loss. And so that's going to bump us up to anywhere to 53 to 56 cents. And then, something's going to break down. Timing's going to be off. We're going to get a flash drought like we have now, and labor costs are going to into there. So we're well over 56 cents. Just per pound, right? So if we're equating that to what Pivot is doing, specifically to small grains, we're right now, before October 1st, we're at $14 an acre. And that's guaranteeing you, to get up to that 25 pounds in our return and up to 40 pounds in our proven. And so the ROI, let's talk about return on investment here, because, anything that we grow or anything that we're utilizing on the farm and the ranch is an investment nowadays. If we're looking at the ROI, we're going to look at what Pivot is going to do, knowing that it is proven, right, that it's going to stay on those root systems versus synthetic that's going to just, kind of lose us money in those four areas that we just talked about. And then the risk mitigation, being able to utilize and see what the reduced operational complexity is going to be with all of those. So ROI-wise, when you crunch the numbers, we are very, very competitive. And, in fact, we're a little bit better, we're a little bit better in terms of prices. So ROI, it definitely pays off. Definitely will pay off for folks.
Well, how does people find out more about it, and how do they purchase it?
Well, you all are super lucky because our good friend Kent Watkins right here with SEI Agritech is a Pivot Bio rep, so give him a call. He's in Elk City, and he will be able to set you up. We are also able to come out to the farm and the ranch, so we have commercial agronomists that can come out and help. As soon as you get it in the ground, we'll come and do field checks. We'll check what the nitrogen is doing, the chlorophyll is doing, to make sure that the microbes are working. We'll come out however many times you want us to come out, and you know, make sure that you are getting what you're putting in. So get a hold of Kent, call me, SEI Agritech. We'll have you covered for sure.
I'm excited because I'm going to try it.
There you go, Kent. There we go.
There's one That's customer. Awesome.
There's one down.
Of course, he's only got 2.5 acres, but.
Well, Allison, man, that went by fast. So I'll probably have you back on sometime later this fall. And thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule at the ranch, the farm, and everything. The music's playing. Thanks, Kent, for coming in. And anyway, Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Have a great day. All right, you've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. This show's never long enough when we just discuss stuff like that. But anyway, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank Trust, Elk City, and Sarah, Oklahoma.
We're like the software in your computer, helping you get the job done.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Different campaigns in the same places. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Vice President Harris and running mate Minnesota Governor